to the Dr. Gwen Show, where you come to be inspired, educated, and empowered to live a passionate and fulfilled life on purpose. The number one podcast show for inspiring single parents. This is the podcast where we support you in living your best life ever, even while raising happy, healthy kids. Tired of feeling stuck in a rut with nowhere to turn for resources and advice? We can help. Achieve your best life ever by listening to our podcast show. Introducing the woman who believes it's possible to be totally fulfilled in all circumstances of life. The host of the Dr. Gwen Show, the Dr. Gwen.
Welcome everyone to the Dr. Gwen Show. Today we will talk about high expectations and the effect of expectations on student performance. Now, parents, since we are talking about you empowering your child to be successful in school, we will start here, in the home. There's a study I would like to bring to your attention. It's called the Pygmalion Effect, and this study was done by Robert Rosenthal in 1963. What Robert did was he conducted a study of two classrooms. There were children who were both of equal abilities, and these children were randomly assigned to two separate classrooms. One teacher was told that the children she had were gifted. The other teacher was told the opposite. And at the end of the study, though both groups of students had the same ability, the ones who were tagged as gifted showed a much higher IQ than the students who were not. The results of this study is quite significant because what it really shows is that your expectation, the expectation you as parents set for your children, will down the road matter. And it makes a difference regarding the levels of performance that your child will display. Even at home, parents, when they're doing small tasks, if you believe in the ability of your child, that belief will be reflected in your actions towards your child, the words you use towards your child, and in the end will affect the level of performance that your child displays. So, what does that mean? Simply, what it means is that you will set high expectations for the performance of your child. When your child comes home from school, encourage him or her. Let them know you believe in them. Don't speak down to them and tell them that they're dumb or that they're bad or that they can't do it, or, you know, she's not just mathematically inclined. Those types of things are very damaging to students' self-esteem. I want to share an example with you of a four-year-old. In fact, this four-year-old is my grandson, and he spent the summer with us here, my husband and myself, and at that point, he did not know the letters of the alphabet. He was not reading, and having the teacher in me, my task was to first introduce him to the letters of the alphabet. So we did that, and then we introduced him to the sounds, the vowel sounds with the short and long sounds. And he recognized by the time he left us for summer, some letters of the alphabet. Then he went back home, and an amazing thing happened. My daughter worked with him diligently on recognizing the vowels, on recognizing the other letters of the alphabet, and on sounding them out. And there is a book that they bought and worked with him for 2 months. We never one time uttered that he did not have the ability. And believe me, he did struggle many, many times over and over recognizing the letters of the alphabet. At the end of his kindergarten year, which was this last year, he was reading at the fifth grade level. He loves science. He really is excelling in school. I attribute that not to chance, but simply because we never once told him that he was slow. We always worked with him as if he was sharp. We encouraged him in that direction, And we worked with him over extended periods of time until now he doesn't need that amount of time investment to really get it. He reads chapter books. We take him to the library, he gets 11 books, and he will read them all in one day, and he understands what he's reading. So that is just a testament of what can happen when you as a parent believe in your child and you communicate that belief to your child. Sooner or later, they too will take that on. And I believe that every single child has the ability to learn. The only difference that will make or break their success is the level of expectation that you set for them. And then there is another increment, that is time. Every child does not learn within the same time period. Some children need an extended period of time. Parents, speak with your teachers to make sure that your child gets the time they need. And if the school schedule does not allow it, work together in concert with the teacher to continue what your child was not able to complete in school to ensure their success. Thank you once again. Hopefully these tips have been very useful. We enjoyed having you today on the Dr. Gwen Show. Please visit us at thedrgwen.com.